continue the mudita practice this afternoon. And like we did with the other immeasurables, expanding in different, kind of to different circumstances, different people in our lives. I'd just like to say something very brief about this process of expansion that we do with all of the immeasurables. And so this expansion or turning towards different types of relationship or different categories of people, beings in our lives. Can support us in increasing our kind of inner flexibility, or a term that's often used in Dharma practice, the pliability of our mind. I really like that. It's not a word we use much, pliability. I always get this image of plasticine or Play-Doh. Just being able to cultivate that ability to have more movement, more shapes, more range, also colors of textures. And that's really a big kind of part of the reason we do that. It also can be very challenging for us to do. And so two important things with that challenge. The first is to really see that this invitation to pliability, to flexibility, to a wider range, as an invitation and not as something that's coming to erase or ignore or delete our own sense of what's right and wrong, our own sense of what's appropriate. So to give an example with that, it's, you know, we can see, for example, compassion and think that if we're truly compassionate, we have to be passive. Yeah. And yet, is it possible to be compassionate and to stand up for what is right? And I was reflecting on this and I was kind of having this image of, you know, say we're in a room. I have a niece and nephew that are twins. I had a lot of experience with this when they were toddlers. You're in a room and these two kids are in there with you, and suddenly you see one of them with a big heavy object about to knock the other one on the head. You know, so do I say in my very quiet, dharmic voice, do you really want to do that? Or do I scream across the room, oi, put that down, or dive as fast as I can and grab it? So being compassionate, for example, I'm just using this example, doesn't mean not being wise, not being active. And we need to kind of include that and to look into how we sometimes have a very specific understanding of something, and just to be able to look at it a bit more deeply and widely. What does that mean? And on a very deep sense, all these practices, the immeasurables, are really about not giving up on our humanity. Not on our own humanity and not on anyone else's humanity. So even those we don't agree with, even those that we need to stand up to and say stop, can we do that without closing the heart, without being aggressive or hateful. You know, that's our challenge. And so that's one. And I'll hopefully be able to kind of explore it more this evening. And the other really important point is that we, with all of these invitations to practice, expand, experiment, increase the pliability of our mind, is to really work with where we're at. So again, something that can happen is that we can think of the most difficult situation in our life or the most difficult situation in the world and feel that we now have to practice with that and solve it. And that's not necessarily the case. You know, we have to work with where we are and increase to be at our edge with kindness and compassion to ourselves and just practice there. And whatever that edge is, that's good enough. Yeah, we don't need to do anything else but that. So that's hopefully helpful. And we can once again take our seat. One of my teachers used to say, "Settle into your nest." And I like that image for our meditation spot. We can settle into our nest. And taking time again at the beginning of the session to really give our attention to the body and the posture. Just take time to make any adjustments. That are needed so that we can be as stable, steady, relaxed, and present in the body as possible. And bringing our attention to the body, the breath, the simple presence of being here. Noticing if there's anything right now in this moment in my direct experience that I can appreciate or enjoy. It can be something very neutral. The warmth of my hands resting on the knees or in the lap. The presence of the breath moving in and out of the body, keeping me alive. the sense of fullness in the belly after a tasty meal. Whatever way works for you, taking that in to yourself, seeing if you can absorb it and invite it more deeply into your mind heart. Either using the phrases or anything else that works. May I learn to appreciate the joy and the goodness in my life. May the joy I experience continue and grow. May I be filled with joy and gladness. May the joy I experience continue and grow. May I be filled with joy and gladness. Now inviting into our awareness someone whom we feel a natural connection, care, affection for. It can be a person or an animal. And bringing to mind an aspect or a time in their life where they're experiencing joy, success, well-being, and things are going well in their world. And feeling that echoing of their happiness in you. And setting that intention to enjoy their enjoyment, to appreciate their joy, to feel it as deeply as is possible for you. May the joy you experience continue and grow. May you be filled with joy and gladness. May the joy you experience continue and grow. May you be filled with joy and gladness. May the joy you experience continue and grow. May you be filled joy and gladness. If you're ready, gently letting go of this person or being animal and bringing to mind, bringing into your awareness someone here at Gaia House, someone that you don't know well. Opening to the knowing that they too experience moments of well-being, of appreciation, of enjoyment. And then wishing for them also experience that joy, that contentment, fully and deeply. May the joy you experience continue and grow. May you be filled with joy and gladness. May the joy you experience continue and grow. May you be filled with joy and gladness. May the joy you experience continue and grow. May you be filled with joy and gladness. This person too, if you're ready. At any point, the progression, the expansion seems beyond what is possible, then just stay with whatever is working for you right now. Bringing into mind someone you know is going through a difficult time in their lives. Emotional, physical, just difficult circumstances, whatever it is, just bringing that person or animal into your awareness. Opening to the difficulty in their lives, but also to the fact that even within difficulty, even in times of difficulty, there are moments of ease, of relaxation, of rest, possibly of joy. So just gently opening to that in relation to that person or animal. May the moments of ease and joy in your life continue and grow. May you be filled with joy and gladness. May the moments of ease and joy you experience continue and grow. May you be filled with joy and gladness. you be filled with joy and gladness. Person or animal also, bringing into your awareness someone who you find slightly difficult or challenging. Someone you know, someone you read about. And bringing to mind that their life too has ups and downs, moments of joy and disappointment, if it's someone we know and we know a particular aspect of their life that they rejoice in. And we can see if it's possible for us to also feel that joy for them. Or if that feels too sticky and tricky. Just the knowledge that they too experience the basic joy and appreciation of being alive, having enough to eat, having shelter, basic needs. May the joy and well-being you experience continue and grow. May you be filled with ease and well-being. Finding the degree and the words that work for you. May the joy and well-being you experience continue and grow. May you be filled with joy and gladness. Letting go of this person also. Coming back to the sense of sitting here in this room. All of us doing our best to live our lives without harming. with care, with kindness, recognizing that we all have moments of joy and well-being and gladness. May the joy we experience continue and grow. May we be filled with joy and gladness. May the joy we experience continue and grow. May we be filled with joy and gladness. And opening out to the rest of the house, to the grounds, to the villages and the farms around us, the towns further away, all the creatures, from the smallest to the largest, those in the sky, the earth, the oceans, in all directions. May the joy we experience continue and grow. May we be filled with joy and gladness. May the joy we experience continue and grow. May we be filled with joy and gladness.